I Am Brave, Preschool, Part 4. It was finally lunch break at school. As Max sat down to eat, a tall boy came over. It was Tom, the same guy who hurt another boy a few weeks earlier. "Hey, Max, I hear you're good at Frisbee. Want to play after school?" Max was surprised Tom asked him. He hardly knew Max. "Sure," said Max. "Great, see you after school," Tom said. Max wasn't sure that he should have said yes. Tom could be mean, but Max decided he should find out what Tom and his friends were like. After school, the game began. Max jumped and grabbed the Frisbee with one hand. "Nice catch, Max," yelled Tom. Max threw it to his teammate, and they scored. "Good job! Quick drink break, and then we'll go again," yelled Tom. As they sat down, another boy walked across the field. "Well, well, look who it is," pointed Tom. "You looking for another beating, boy?" he shouted. Max looked over and saw the same skinny boy Tom had beaten up a few weeks ago. "Leave me alone and play your stupid game," called the boy. Tom ran after him, knocked him down, and started punching him. Max jumped up and then froze. "What should I do?" he thought. "Tom will be really mad if I try to stop him." Max then remembered the sick feeling he had when he didn't help the last time. The verses Max had read over and over now rushed into his head. "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Max knew what he needed to do. He ran over and pushed Tom off the boy. "Leave him alone, Tom. He hasn't done anything wrong." Tom looked shocked for a minute. He stood up and stared at Max. But Max stood tall and said, "I'm not going to watch you hurt someone who hasn't done anything wrong." Tom grabbed Max and swung at his face. Max ducked, but Tom punched him in the stomach instead. Max dropped to the ground. "Stay away from me, Max. You're a loser," shouted Tom as he walked off the field. Once Max recovered, he stood and helped the other boy up. Then he headed for home. Max couldn't wait to tell his dad. Today he didn't feel sick or guilty. Though he felt pain in his stomach, he also felt peace in his heart. His mind filled with the wonderful thought, "I am brave. I am brave."